Show number 222, recording this on April 22nd. That's 222 on 422. This is Larry Herbeck's Box Lives, Major Nelson, and is it really 222? Let me just take a look here. Yeah, I guess it is. This is, in fact, show number 222. Originally, I wasn't going to do a show today, but I just had so much going on. I have gotten a lot of emails recently, major@xbox.com, people asking me for more interviews. You really seem to like the interviews. So I have three interviews this week. Three is, you know, I was talking with E, and E was going to join me on the show this week, but he got busy. We were going to record the show, and he just got busy, but he ended up doing an interview for Xbox.com. You can go up and take a look at Trixie interviews him. But I was going to have E on the show, and he and I were talking that three is kind of like what the sweet spot, I think, that I found for interviews. I think four might be too much. What do you guys think? Anyway, but either way, I get a ton of emails, people emailing me major@xbox.com and wanting me to do interviews for this or interviews for that or interviews for whatnot. So I try to get together as many as I can. Again, it looks like we'll probably do maximum three a show, because otherwise the shows just go on too long and it just gets a little too crazy. You know, there's certain interviews that you know, I'd love to get. Like, I'm trying to get the guys over at Bungie to come on, but they're real busy with what they're working on. Guys at EA are always great to talk to. Ubisoft, everybody's great to talk to. Publishers, if you're out there and you're listening to this, you want to get on. You want to get on the show? Feel free to contact your account manager, and they can get in touch you in touch with me or email me major@xbox.com. So the three interviews I have this week are pretty interesting. I have Spencer Brooks, who worked on Boom Boom Rocket, which is an Xbox Live Arcade title that came out that's kind of a cross between DDR and Guitar Hero 2. Much simpler, though. You know, it doesn't require a specialized input device. You can just use the controller. Following that, I have Ned Canty, who is the festival director for the New York Television Festival, and he's going to tell you how you can win $100,000 to produce your own TV show. So Ned Canty will be joining me. And then finally, we're going to wrap it up with Jeff Bell, who's a VP of Games here, and he works. He's going to tell us about the Pac-Man World Championship, which was announced last week. So three big interviews this week. Let's rock it right into some of the Xbox 360 and the Xbox news. A couple of things that people probably were excited about this week is the fact that the new Halo 2 maps, are out. I know that a couple of people had some issues with them downloading them and getting them fixed, but the team fixed that pretty quickly. But so you're enjoying your Halo 2 maps. I do need to download them because I've been busy with something else in the Halo franchise that I'm not allowed to talk about. So I do need to download the Halo 2 maps. People seem to like them, and I was talking to Frankie, and they are working on adding those to the hoppers, as they call them, over in Halo 2 land. So they're playlists, I guess is what you call them, playlists. So anyway, so the Halo 2 maps are out this week. Also that was out this week was the Rainbow Six Vegas. So Rainbow Six Vegas maps, and there's actually, I think it's a maps and a modes that's available for download immediately. You can download that right now. So go ahead and download that. That's 800 points. That is the Players Pack Red Edition, and it's got all sorts of fun stuff in there. And there's a link up on Xbox.com, there's a page up on Xbox.com that kind of has all the details on that for you, so you can go ahead and take a look at that. Let's see what else we have here. So Rainbow Six, Halo 2, pretty good week. Demo Command & Conquer, CNC 3, Command & Conquer 3 is available for download right now for Xbox Live Gold members. Silver members, you'll have to wait a few more days to get that. Generally speaking, we wait about, the Gold members get it for about a week. Any of the premium content like demos and so forth, they'll get that for about a week, and then Silver members get that a week later. Two arcade titles dropped this week, Gyrus and 3D Ultra Mini Golf Adventure. Gyrus is 400 points, and 3D Ultra Mini Golf Adventures is 800 points. So good stuff there. I talked about Command & Conquer a little bit earlier. There's also a trailer, some themes and pictures available for that. Probably one of the interesting things about this week that happened earlier in the week was, starting immediately, but now you can go up and download from Video Marketplace if you're in North America. You can download The Daily Show and The Colbert Report. Now, is it The Colbert Report? Colbert Report? The Colbert Report are now on Video Marketplace. That means you can go up there and download them literally the next day. The team is working hard here. They get the show. They get it ready, and they get it up on posted on Video Marketplace for you to download. Now, a lot of people have asked, well, how long are they going to be up there? They will be up there for 2 weeks, which is pretty much standard. That's the way iTunes does it as well. They'll be up there for about 2 weeks. And speaking of iTunes, some folks were asking about the pricing. And if you look at the per episode pricing, it's pretty much exactly the same as iTunes. In fact, it is exactly the same as iTunes. You actually get a price break if you get a, I think, whatever they call their season pass over there. That's where you get a price break. And so maybe we should add the season pass feature to the Video Marketplace so you can just subscribe and get everything. So anyway, so the Daily Show and the Colbert Report are now available on Video Marketplace for the U.S. Yes, we know you want the Video Marketplace in other regions. Yes, we're working on it. I'll have to get Ross back on to talk about that. He's a Video Marketplace expert. So that's what's that's kind of a high level this week. Tenchu Z, that trailer went up on Friday, I guess, is when that went up. So you can go ahead and take a look at that. So good stuff going on in the Marketplace as usual. You know, I was talking with somebody on the Marketplace team, and I believe we have something on the magnitude of like between 5,000 and 7,000 downloads available on the Marketplace, which is just unbelievable. It just blows my mind when I look at stuff like that. All right, so let's see what else. Probably one of my personal things that happened this week is I got my 500th orb. I finally got the 500 orb achievement in Crackdown. I've been working on that for a while. I know that E's been working on that too. He hasn't found his single orb yet, but for some reason I was able to get into the groove on, was it Thursday? I guess it was Thursday. And I hit one area of Shy Gen, which was totally busted wide open, so I got that. I want to thank Stiffy, who is who I've had on the show before. Stiffy was helping me out there, so he was providing some counseling to me to help me find my last few orbs there. So anyway, that's what's going on there. I want to swing into the interviews since you know the shows. I had a 2-hour show last week. I have a 2-hour show, and I ran into somebody in the executive office who works for Mr. Bill Gates. And I ran into him, and he's like, dude, I love your shows, but I don't have 2 hours of the day to listen to them. And I'm like, yeah, you know what? You're right, because you're busy. So I need to make them shorter. I don't know if maybe I just stick it to an hour or maybe an hour, 10 minutes. But 2 hours is definitely way too long. So that's why I want to kind of cut down on my chatter at the front here and jump right into the interviews. First one I have here is Spencer Brooks, who worked on Boom Boom Rocket. All right, joining me today is Spencer Brooks, who was a producer on Boom Boom Rocket, which is one of the latest arcade titles. Spencer, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
So tell us a little bit about Boom Boom Rocket. Some people have probably downloaded it. It's available up on Xbox Live Arcade now, but why don't you tell the audience a little bit about the title?
Boom Boom Rocket is a very simple music rhythm game that we set out to make, and really, we wanted to create a game that was accessible to as many people as possible. We wanted hardcore gamers to find it very challenging on hard levels. We wanted, little kids to be able to play it and get a lot out of it. That's why we've got kind of the freestyle mode. We wanted girlfriends to be able to play, moms to be able to play, dads to be able to play. And I think we definitely achieved that because there's a broad range of difficulty, several game modes, and that's it in a nutshell.
So it's a pretty straightforward game. But for somebody who hasn't played it before, how do you describe this game?
I think the press and a lot of people have described it as kind of DDR for your fingers. Or kind of a DDR meets Guitar Hero a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's a fairly accurate description. It is a music rhythm game, and we try to use many of the mechanics that were familiar to people who played music rhythm games. So in that respect, I would say, DDR for your fingers is a pretty good description.
So if you're, if you don't have an extra guitar and you're playing Guitar Hero and you want to kind of get that on, this is an easy way to do it because you can just pick up the controller and away you go, and it's kind of fun. I had the opportunity to play it earlier this week, and I was able to get a few of the achievements. Outline some of the achievements that are here for that somebody may be able to pick up, either pretty easily or after they've invested some time into the title.
Well, we wanted to reward people right away with some easy achievements. I think the easiest one is bonus schmonus, which is activating the bonus mode for the first time. And I would suspect that most people are going to get that 5-point achievement pretty much right away.
Right.
The other ones, they ramp up pretty fast. I think the hardest one is, well, there's a few that are hard. There's the Carpal Tunnel Syndrome Award, and which I believe is the one where you have to get all A's on all the medium songs, which is really pretty difficult.
Yeah, it's an A rating on 10 songs. I'm looking at it right now. A rating on 10 songs on medium. It's worth 50 points, though.
Yeah, it's a big one, and we wanted to reward you for it. The other really difficult one is you've got to get through 5 laps on endurance mode on hard.
Wow.
And that's really difficult. It's been funny watching the boards on that one, everyone kind of debating which song is the easiest to do that on. but again, that's worth 30 points. So we really reward you for some of these hard ones. You definitely have to put in time to get all 200 points, though.
Yeah, it's an interesting game. What are some of the tips you can give somebody who's just starting out to play this game?
Well, I can't stress enough how important accuracy is for getting a good rating and getting a high score on a leaderboard. A perfect explosion is worth 20,000 points, whereas an awesome is, you know, it's worth, I believe, like 7,000, 10,000, somewhere in there. So if you really want to score high, it's really all about accuracy. The hit ratio is also important, but you really want to activate your bonus meter right before a big flurry of rockets, and you want to make them make sure you hit them right on the beat as much as possible, and then your scores will pretty much go through the roof.
So that's the key. One of the things that I found out when I started playing it was I went into the settings and changed the icons on the screen. Instead of being the arrows up, down, left, right, I changed them to be, you know, A, B, X, Y, and that helped me.
Yeah, that was a bit of a debate when we were in production about what symbols we thought people would know the most or, you know, would help them the most. Our feeling was if we wanted little kids or girlfriends or moms to play or somebody who just wasn't familiar with the Xbox controller,
mm-hmm.
we wanted them to have some kind of easy way to map the face buttons to the rockets. And the arrows seemed like the best choice, and all of our playtest evidence backed that up.
Okay. So that's pretty straightforward. Now, I do have a lot of listeners and readers of the blog down in Australia, and they want to know when it's going to come down to Australia.
Okay, so for all the people in Australia, we have not forgotten about you. We have not forgotten the people in Korea or Japan either.
Okay.
The game is going to come out there. We apologize to those people. There was just a bit of a hang-up with some of the ratings down there. Obviously, the game is rated for everyone because there's not a lot of controversial content in it. But things took a little bit longer on that side of things, and we really wanted to get the game out on time. But there will be an update coming shortly, and it will have some, aside from letting the Australian, Korean, and Japanese markets play the game, we're also got a few other things we're going to be adding to the game. I'm not going to go into specifics on it.
Okay.
But there's going to be a couple new feature adds that I think everyone will enjoy.
And that'll be a free update. So if you bought it for 800 points already, or if you're going to buy it, that'll be a free update coming down the line?
Yes.
That's good news. So it's good news for our friends in Australia and Japan and so forth, and it's good news for people that have purchased it. I mean, it's a fun game. It's got local multiplayer. It's got, you know, it's obviously full high def, and there's some funky little music in there. It's a fun music choice. How did you guys decide on the music?
Well, we wanted to, again, put in music that everybody would be familiar with, or at least they'd be familiar with some of the songs. And we picked classical because, again, it's pretty much everybody's heard at least one of those songs in there. And familiarity was really important to playing the game because you needed to know the underlying melody to really get good at the song. So in order to have people pick up and play, we wanted to set that kind of familiar framework for them. We started out with about 30 songs on the list, and we gave them to Ian Livingstone, our composer, and he went through and called out the songs that he thought would work really well. And we're actually really, really happy with the music. I think that's been a point of debate for a lot of people. I think they wanted a lot more kind of rock and popular pop songs, but you know, there's no reason that those types of songs may appear in the future. So we do have the ability to have the game accept more songs, more song packs. So that's something we're definitely looking at. And I'm not going to go into specifics on price point or timeline, but it's something we are evaluating.
So, but I can also, at the very least, I can use some of my soundtracks, my own music, and I can kind of enjoy a fireworks display to it already, correct?
Yeah, in the visualizer mode, you can add your own music. Yes,
so that's one way to have a cool screensaver. So anyway, that sounds great, Spencer. I appreciate you coming on the line and talking to me about the great title. I mean, it's a fun title, Boom Boom Rock. It's available now on Xbox Live Arcade. It's coming soon to the other parts of the country, as you talked about. I appreciate it, and I look forward to seeing what kind of enhancement you have coming down the line.
Well, you'll be the first to know once we get those enhancements up.
Great. Thank you, Spencer.
No problem.
All right. Thank you, Spencer. All right. My next interview is with the festival director for the New York Television Festival, which is coming up later this year. And if you haven't been paying attention, you're probably scratching your head right now going, what does that have to do with the Xbox 360? Well, I'll let him tell you. Ned Canty is with me from the New York Television Festival. Ned, thanks for joining me.
Thanks for having me.
So you're the man, and you're responsible, or your team is responsible for the great contest that was announced this week for Xbox members. And why don't you tell us a little bit about that?
Sure. Basically, what we're looking for are 5 to 15 minute pilots for series that would debut on Xbox Live Marketplace. By pilot, you know, I think most people these days are savvy enough to know what a pilot is. It's a short television program that sets up the characters and sets up the stories and themes and conflicts of what's going to be a serialized story. You know, so it's not just something that, it's not a short film, it's not something that ends, it's something that makes us want to come and see what happens to these people and spend some time with them every week or in the, you know, however often we're going to be releasing these on Marketplace.
So this is actually a unique event here because it's the person can enter the contest. They're going to send you their submission, mm-hmm. and they could win a $100,000 budget to produce 6 episodes that's going to premiere on Xbox Live. I mean, has that ever been done before? I mean, you've clearly been in this business a long time.
Yeah, it's never been done before. Similar things have happened. People get discovered, you know, that sort of thing happens. But there's never been a contest like this that has a guaranteed end game that if you win this contest, if you have the best pilot, you are guaranteed a 6-episode series. That doesn't happen in Hollywood. You know,
right.
Even if you get your pilot made, you know, you're not guaranteed a pickup. You're not guaranteed distribution. So,
right.
Yeah, nothing like this has ever been done before.
So tell us a little bit about the contest, what you're looking for, who can enter, how much does it cost to enter? Let's kind of go through it from top to bottom for people that maybe missed this. This was pretty big news this week, but some people may have missed it.
Sure, absolutely. What we're looking for is great stories. You know, we're looking for what everybody's looking for. We're looking for something that, you know, I want to watch 6 episodes of, you know, and there's a lot of great stuff out there, but there are more great ideas, you know, floating around in the ether than are out there. So, like everyone, we're all looking for compelling stories with compelling characters.
Mm-hmm.
In terms of who can enter, anybody can enter. If you are under 18, you need to, you know, sign a parental release form, or your parents need to sign a parental release form, that our lawyers make us do that.
Right.
But anybody with a good idea can enter. You know, last year we had a pitch contest as part of the festival, and one of the best pitches we got was from a 12-year-old who was pitching a sort of karate themed, you know, group of karate kids, Team XMA, group of kids in a karate class in Florida fighting crime, you know, and he came up and he pitched his show and in front of a live audience. So anyone can enter. We encourage everyone to enter. In terms of entry fee, there is a $25 fee that goes along with it. If you go to www.nytvf.com, that's short for New York Television Festival.com. If you go there, there's an entry packet. The $25, you know, I noticed on your blog some people were sort of raising an eyebrow about the admission fee. I do want to clarify that money doesn't go to Microsoft. That's not lining their pockets. That's a very, you know, in terms of the industry standard, that's a very low fee that helps us, the New York Television Festival, which is, you know, we're a three-year-old operation. We have, about eight people on staff. It helps us take in all of these things, make sure that there are people watching them. They're all getting watched more than once, you know, so that everybody is getting a fair viewing before we decide who the finalists are. So there is a small fee, but if you are a student, a full-time student, if you send us a copy of your student ID, that fee is waived. And looking at the kinds of people who we think are going to be submitting to this, I think that's probably going to be a pretty large proportion of the people. But, you know, we're looking for everybody from folks who are already in the industry, who have a great idea, who don't think it's being heard, or who want to cut through the static of the traditional process, to people who have just been watching TV, people like me, who just love television and look at it and every once in a while say, you know, gosh, I've got this great idea for something. You know, I've got these characters are in my head. I think this could be a really great TV show.
It's an interesting opportunity for people. And let's be clear, this is available for people around the world, correct?
Any country that Xbox Live Marketplace is in, those great people can enter.
Great. So any place
I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say that it's Xbox Live is available. I think, I want to say it's like 26 or 27 countries. It changes all the time, so I can't even keep track of it.
Yeah, absolutely. And there are, you know, the only stipulation is that the language does need to be English.
Okay, so that's fair, because you guys, you know, unfortunately or fortunately, just speak English. You need to review these things. How does this work? I mean, how is it for you? Because, I mean, you've been in the television industry for a little bit for a while. You know, in the past few years, we've seen YouTube. Anybody can be a TV star, and we're seeing all these people that are now TV stars at YouTube and so forth. So how does somebody who's posting videos on YouTube look at this look at that versus what this contest is all about? I mean, you talked a little bit about story, so tell me what that's all about.
Sure. One of the big crises that the whole industry is facing right now, and the whole art form, really, I try to think of it as an art form rather than an industry, which is tough sometimes, but really it is an art form. It's an art form that maybe was created to sell soap, but it is an art form. And, you know, we're really living in a golden age of television right now. There's so much good stuff. But, you know, we started out 2 years ago. We had our first festival in 2005, and this was before YouTube existed. I mean, I think that it was online, but this was before the one about the donuts. Gosh, I'm totally blocking the name of, you know, all of the things that made YouTube into YouTube, that made it this sort of hot button issue. You know, it didn't even exist yet. And so about 6 months after our first festival, suddenly this idea that was really just out there in the zeitgeist of, you know, there are lots of talented people with stories to tell, and there's no way to view these things. Suddenly YouTube came along, and there is definitely a place for that sort of user-generated content, and certainly there have been a couple of great stories about people who've been discovered there, who've been found there, and, you know, more power to them. There are a lot of great stories. It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia, great show on FX. You know, this was a couple of guys who made their pilot for next to nothing in terms of the and got it picked up by FX. In terms of the festival, we've got some great success stories, too. We had, in our first year, we had three of our pilots sell. One of them had a season on Versus. It was a fishing show. A couple of guys from Brooklyn getting together and fishing. We had improv comedy shows sell to A&E. And then last year, in our second year, there were folks who saw the festival the first year, said, I've got an idea for a TV show, went out, got all their friends together in New York, made a pilot. It was called Split the Difference. And last year, it was the winner of our TV Guide Audience Award, mm-hmm. and it got sold to NBC Universal. So,
wow.
You know, there are, right now, everyone is looking for the next big thing. I mean, always. And whether, you know, 50 years ago, people were looking, you know, at the drugstore, at, you know, Schwab's drugstore, and discovering people there. And really, it's that phenomenon hasn't changed. It's just where things are changing. In terms of user-generated content, you know, the one line that we do draw is that a lot of what you see on all those sites are sort of are snacks. You know, you sort of consume it and you're done. You know, you've watched it. The arc is over. Whatever was happening, you watch it and you're done.
So would you look at it as kind of like, maybe it's kind of like junk food? You know, it's kind of a guilty pleasure.
Yeah.
versus what you're looking for more of a meal.
We're looking for a meal. We're looking for something where you don't watch, you know, watch this pilot and think, oh, great, I'm glad that I watched that and I'm done with it now. We want something where you watch it and you say, God, what happens next? And if you look at any of the, you know, any of the fantastic TV shows that are on right now, Battlestar Galactica, my favorite show on right now, you know, every week I watch it and then I curse myself for not waiting till the DVDs come out. You know, I keep telling myself I should just not watch it, wait for the DVDs, and then I can gorge myself on it. But instead I watch it and I say, God, I need to know what's going to happen next, you know? So that's what we're looking for. We're looking for something with characters and stories where people need to next, you know, the next part that's going to happen, where they want to come back. And, you know, obviously there is a 6-episode guarantee, but, you know, our hope and our dream is that this, you know, that this story could become, these characters, this show could become, you know, something much bigger than that.
So, you know, out there right now listening to my show and maybe on Xbox Live for the Xbox Originals contest, there could be the next Brad Gray, who's the producer of Sopranos. You know, somebody who's got that great idea. And you said something interesting, and I'm just to remind people, I'm talking to Ned Canty, who's the festival director of the New York Television Film Festival, who's we're working with for the Xbox Live Originals contest, a chance for you to win $100,000 to produce your own TV show, and it's going to be distributed on Xbox Live. You know, people forget, Ned, you really made this point, is that good television, just like good film, is all about story. It's all about character development. It's all about what people in the business call the story arc. And and that's really what's interesting here. And there's a lot of people out there. You talked about YouTube. Maybe, you know, that 30 second YouTube video may not have a story arc, but you're looking for somebody who can really tell a story. And your festival is quite well renowned. I mean, you've got MSN involved, Microsoft involved. Tell me about some of the other folks that you have involved with this, because there's some pretty big players.
Sure. You know, we've been very lucky to have a fantastic executive board with some real heavy hitters. And in terms of sponsors, you know, some of our most important sponsors, other than MSN and MSN Video and now Xbox, you know, we've been very lucky to have good relationships with the networks, with NBC and Fox and ABC last year. They came and they did special screenings, premiere screenings of some of their shows, and brought in talent to talk not just about that show, but to talk about the art of television and, you know, how shows are made. You know, so we had a screening of Kidnap. We had a screening, premiere screening of Knights of Prosperity, for instance. You know, in our first year, we did screenings of Arrested Development and The Office. So, you know, we have great sponsors there in terms of the networks, as well as A&E and Bravo. And I know that I'm going to forget some, and I'm going to get my butt handed
That's
to me
right.
by our folks. But, you know, we've been very lucky to have a great relationship with most of the major networks. And, you know, they are looking, you know, I think often there becomes this divide between, you know, the people who want to tell stories and the people who are looking for stories. And you know, having started out myself as an actor, you know, it's very easy when you're an artist, when you're trying to tell a good story. You see the people that you're auditioning for, that you're pitching to, that you're making content for, they sort of become the enemy, you know? And the truth is that these people are just looking for great stories to tell. You know, they are all out there, and everybody that I talk to, everybody that I deal with, you know, is passionately in love with TV as an art form. And, you know, they are all looking for someone with a compelling story. Now, that story may also be used to sell soap, but that's the nature of the art form. You know, opera was created because a bunch of rich people wanted to feel fancy in Italy. And so they said, oh, what did the Greeks used to do? Let's be fancy. And they invented opera. And television was, as an art form, as, you know, was created in a certain way, the same way that, you know, music, the music industry, or the way music is distributed, it's created in a certain way with a certain market. But, you know, everyone that we deal with is just fascinated by this idea of, let's take the people who maybe, you know, never thought, oh, I could go and have a career in television, oh, I can move out to Hollywood and make it big, but really do have a compelling story, you know, and let's try to put the a way of telling that story into their hands. So
now I want to talk a little bit more specifically about the contest. So talk to me about some of the milestones and the important dates in it, and kind of what's going to happen after somebody drops that tape in the mail. What happens at your end? So let's talk about the dates and how things go through.
Sure. The most important day right now, submissions have begun. So if you are an artist who's already made something, or who's already made a pilot, or, you know, there are a lot of folks who already have this sort of material, by all means, submit it now. Go to www.nytvf.com and you can get a submission packet. That just download the PDF. The most important date right now is June 29th. That is the submission deadline. We need to receive it by midnight on June 29th. And if this contest is anything like our independent pilot competition, which we've run for the past 2 years and are running this year, the day or two before the deadline, we will be overwhelmed by people submitting. And in fact, in years past, we've had people literally standing, you know, at 11:50, standing with us with a laptop, burning the DVD of their, you know, of their entry that they've been editing all day.
So let's be clear: is that by June 29, 2007, that they need that in addition to having this is all outlined in the entry kit that you can download for free from nytvf.com, but they need to have a kind of a pilot. They need to have this show produced. Right?
They need to have the show produced. Now, it doesn't need to look like what's on television. It doesn't need to have high production values. You know, one of our favorite stories is that in our first year, one of the shows that that sold to A&E was produced for $400. Literally $400, and that show sold. So, you know, it doesn't need to be fancy. It doesn't need to have special effects. It can. You know, we love it when it does, but that isn't, that's not a landmark. You can film it in your living room. You can film it in your backyard. You can film it at your school. You could walk around, you know, the streets of the city you live in filming it. Just make sure you don't break any laws. Yes, you need to produce the pilot by June 29th, and we need to have it in our hands by June 29th on DVD.
And then once June 29th hits, I mean, so beginning of July, what the heck is the office like? I mean, you guys must have stacks of tapes and DVDs and files. What happens, you know, give me a little peek behind the curtain. What happens as you guys are looking
at this? We start watching tons and tons and tons of submissions. We ensure that the most important thing for us is to make sure that everybody gets a fair viewing. So we have a committee, we have ourselves, we have, people in the industry that we bring in to watch things, to make sure that we are not looking at something too narrowly, or that we don't get too fatigued. We drink a lot of coffee, but we also try to make sure that we don't, I think our greatest fear is that, you know, you stay up for 24 hours watching these things and after, you know, you miss something fantastic because of your fatigue. So a lot of it is about pacing ourselves and, you know, trying to come up with a system that has a lot of redundancy in it so that, everyone is watching it and grading it separately. And then we all get together and talk about, you know, what we've seen. You know, and again, it's sort of scaled to how many entries we get. Since nothing like this has ever been done before, we really have no idea how many entries we're going to get. But we're buying sleeping bags now and flat screens now, getting ready to sit and watch these things. And then we come up with eventually a list of finalists. And those will be watched and voted on, and then the winner will be announced at the 2007 festival. We're going to have a screening event at the festival as a part of the festival where we will show the winner and some of the runners up, some of the finalists, I should say. and then it goes into production.
And then production is now what? So they send it to you. First of all, when is the festival?
The festival is September 5th to 10th in New York.
In New York City. Hopefully I can make that, because you know I always love coming back to New York.
We would love to have you.
Yeah, I'd love to see. I can't wait to see that. So then once the screenings happen and you award the winner, what does the person do? I mean, clearly this could be somebody, this could be anybody who's now all of a sudden thrust into the position of being a television producer. I mean, that's pretty exciting.
Yep. How
do you deal with that? I mean, if somebody handed me a check and said, "Here's $100,000 to do your, show," who says that person's not going to go out and get an entourage?
Well, that, of course, is something that could be a choice they make. The thing is, this is a way, the contest, the getting the series. You know, anybody who gets the series clearly has sort of leapfrogged up to a pretty high level. You know, they're living the dream of a lot of people. So
sure.
Our guess is that, you know, people are going to take this money and they're going to use this money to produce the best damn six episodes they can of their show. I think it's sort of hard to gauge because we don't know if the winner's going to be produced for $300 and every episode is going to cost $300 or if the winner is going to be produced for significantly more than that. And, you know, often a lot of the people who submit to the independent pilot competition are people who are in the industry and who have connections and friends and, you know, are sneaking into editing suites at night and, you know, editing these things, you know, not doing anything illegal, of course.
Sure, sure. They're just leveraging their experience and their connections.
Yeah, they're levering their connections. They're calling in favors, and obviously a certain amount of that would still go on, and then the questions about, you know, how do you pay actors? And we will certainly provide a certain amount of guidance and advice about how best to spend that money in a way that isn't just getting an entourage and, taking a fact-finding trip to the Bahamas.
Yeah, that's true. So I also want to put out there, you know, and this is not going to influence the decisions at all, but whoever's listening out there, I would love to have a Major Nelson character in any of the scripts. So again, it won't influence the decision of the judges because I'm not a judge, but I would just love to be in there. So this is really fascinating, Ned. Do you hope this becomes a yearly thing?
Absolutely. You know, this sort of thing, it's a very exciting time to be, you know, to be involved in the creation of television. So, yeah, we would love it if this became a yearly contest.
What do you think of what we're doing now, you know, where there's hundreds of channels for television and now people can sit down and we're now beaming television right to people's Xbox 360 consoles? I mean, that's got to be pretty exciting in terms of a distribution method.
It absolutely is, and it's been interesting these past 2 years because the means of distribution, how people watch and receive television, and what the industry model is paying for television. You know, the television that we watch, certainly network television, is grotesquely expensive,
mm-hmm.
and so trying to figure out how you pay for these things and how everybody involved is able to, you know, pay their mortgage, basically. All of that is changing dramatically. And, you know, something like the marketplace is fantastic because it's pure meritocracy. You know, I want to watch this thing, so I'm going to buy this, you know, this one episode and watch it. So, you know, it's a very pure model, which is one of the things that I find fascinating about it. But, you know, the great thing is that as you, and maybe I feel very, very privileged in my role at the festival that, you can sort of watch some of these changes happening because our primary concern, of course, is the artists and, you know, trying to give a chance for these artists to be heard, trying to get them in front of the right people, both in this competition and in the independent pilot competition. Because that's our primary concern, you know, it's easier for us to look back and say, you know, the art form of television, the idea of telling a story in a serialized format, you know, a story told over time. If you say that's what television is, it's a story told over time, you know, with characters that recur, with themes that recur, but where it doesn't close off at the end of each episode. If you say that's the definition of television, there is more fantastic television happening right now in all of these, you know, with all of these different methods of distribution than there ever has been before.
It certainly is an interesting time indeed with all the, I just know that, we talked about story arcs, I love my Sopranos, we talked about Battlestar Galactica. Who doesn't love that show? I'd love to see that one come to Marketplace. Anyway, listen, Ned Canty, festival director for the New York Television Festival, talking to me about the Xbox Live Originals contest. Any last minute tips you want to give to the listeners before they go off and produce their masterpiece?
Just focus on story and character. Make it something where at the end of your pilot, I'm satisfied. I feel like something has happened, but I want to see more. I love these people and I want to spend more time with them. And if you're looking for, for inspiration in that regard, go and watch the pilot episodes of, a handful of your favorite shows. Try to track down the first episode and look at it and say, what did they do here that made me, feel like I wanted to come back and watch this show again. So think critically and then think creatively.
There you go. More details up at nytvf.com. We'll put a link in the blog. Ned, thanks so much. I look forward to hopefully meeting you when I come to New York for the big premieres.
Absolutely. Thank you, Major.
So that's kind of interesting. If you have a great idea for TV, you probably watch a lot of TV. Maybe you don't. But, as you probably heard what he said, it's all about storytelling. It's all about the story arc. When you think of The Sopranos, which I'm about to go watch, because I record this on Sunday and I'm going to go down and watch it. But it's they have a story arc. It goes over one or two or three or four different episodes, and the stories kind of go through and they play themselves out. Sometimes not directly in the next episode, maybe the following episode. So it's a great opportunity for you, if you have a creative outlet, to get your TV show idea distributed over Xbox Live. I mean, this is phenomenal. I mean, it's almost like Xbox Live is like, well, it's a network. It's almost like a network now. So great. $100,000. And will that produce a lot of TV shows? I don't know. I know that one of the high def cameras we have at the office is something on the order of, I don't want to get into that. Anyway, so good luck with that. Hopefully we'll be seeing some stuff from maybe some Major Nelson radio listeners or MajorNelson.com readers. Up on Marketplace. I would love to say that one of you guys was one of the winners. So, all right. Other big news this week is the Pac-Man World Championship, and I'm pleased to have with me Jeff Bell, who's the corporate vice president for gaming here at Xbox. Jeff, thanks for coming on the show.
Thank you. I don't want to tell the listeners that I am replacing Peter Moore. He's also the corporate vice president, but I'm in charge of global marketing.
So global marketing,
exactly.
Right. Okay. That's good. Good distinction.
And it's an honor, an absolute honor, to be on your show. Well, I'm an avid listener.
Thank you. Thank you.
I can't believe it's taken this long, but that's just the penance you pay when you join Microsoft and Xbox.
That's right. And now we've got this great thing to talk about, which is the Pac-Man World Championship. So let's what does that mean to my listeners? What should they look for? Before we get started though, I always ask all of my guests, what's your gamer tag?
Death to Smokey.
Oh, what's the story behind that?
Well, I actually have three.
Okay.
That's the one that if anybody wanted ever, ping me with a message or invite me to play. Death to Smokey was just one that actually my 10-year-old at the time, now 14, came up with once we saw that movie.
Right.
I don't know if you remember. It wasn't very popular. But we chose Death to Smokey, and there's a couple others that I've been playing with.
So you've got some private tags where you're playing, the Halo 3 beta,
exactly,
and stuff like that.
Exactly.
But your public tag is Death to Smokey.
Exactly.
And if we look on your gamer card right now, what are you playing?
Shadowrun.
Oops. That's okay. It's okay. FASA doesn't mind. Bungie minds us talking about. FASA doesn't mind. But what are some of the other games that you're playing?
The last game that I really completed was Crackdown. I absolutely loved that game. A lot of Guitar Hero right now. Mm-hmm. As a former lead singer in a rock band, I dig that. My kids dig that. I mean, so we're playing it with two USBs jacked in, competing against each other.
Right.
Gene Simmons got nothing on me.
Really? Oh. I hung out with him last week.
He's awesome.
Oh,
he's awesome.
That was kind of scary. There's a video that I'm afraid is going to leak on the internet with that interview. But anyway, let's get back to the Pac-Man World Championship that was announced this week.
Yes.
Tell us some of the stuff that was announced.
Well, the first and most important thing is that on 12:01 a.m. GMT time, on April the 25th, we're wiping the leaderboard clean and starting anew.
Okay.
And from the 25th until 11:59 p.m. on May the 9th.
Okay. GMT
again.
Okay.
We are going to be running a brand new board by region. When we talk about this as a world championship, the exciting thing is that we finally have enough live members around the world that we can have U.S. winners. We can have Mexico, Japan, Australia, New Zealand. We can have two from Europe. So we're going to have representation in Japan, all across the world.
What about Canada?
As well.
Okay.
Exactly.
Canadians. What about us?
Nine in all. So and greater Asia, other than Japan, as well, will have a representative.
Sure.
So there's going to be nine in all, two from the U.S., two from Europe. And those nine then are going to be coming to New York City on June the 5th. And they're going to be joined by one other winner. But that person's going to be selected by being the winner of the Pac-Man Fanatic Contest.
Okay.
You can learn more about that on Xbox.com, on XboxLiveTournament.com. This is where you're going to create an audio video that you're going to send in to us to show why you are the ultimate Pac-Man fanatic. And we're going to choose a winner, and you're going to join the other nine and compete on June 5th to in the game situation to be crowned the number one Pac-Man player.
So that's so there's actually two ways to win. Even if you're not very good at the game, if you're a Pac-Man fanatic, maybe you're good at the old school game.
Exactly.
You know, you're standing up in the arcade way back in the day, eating pizza and beer, and putting your quarters up on the game. That you're probably, you know, you're probably a little bit older, but you still have the love for the little yellow dude.
Exactly. And the other thing that's exciting is that Iwatani-san is going to be there on June the 5th.
Right.
He's going to anoint the winner. He's going to kick off the tournament, be part of all of our festivities. I will also be there, which is going to be a great honor. And as someone that actually plunked a lot of quarters into the arcades back in the 80s, you know, showing my age, I'm a big fan of Pac-Man, and just started actually to tune up again. I'm not saying that I'm going to compete, but, you know, hey, stranger things have happened.
That's good. So Iwatani-san, for those people that don't know, is the creator.
The creator of Pac-Man, and he's coming back. He's actually, as part of this competition, also signaling his departure from Namco Bandai to be able to go to Tokyo Polytechnic University and to begin to teach computer design using XNA Express here from our own Microsoft Game Studios. Yes.
So the man who created Pac-Man, who created this cultural revolution in the 80s, is using this as kind of his swan song to exit part of the end of the commercial side of the industry to go into education.
Yes.
And so everybody out there, if you want to learn from the master, you're going to have to move to Japan.
That is exactly
right. First of all, you can download XNA and XNA Express from XNA.com, but if you want to really go learn from the master, you need to go there.
Although, you know, all joking aside, 73 universities are now teaching XNA Express, including a number here on the West Coast, USC, UCLA, and out east, Georgia Tech, et cetera.
Right. I downloaded it and looked at it, and I got scared when I opened it up because I don't write code.
Do you write code? No, this
okay.
is, well, the last code I did. Cobalt and Basic, I think, back in the 80s. But other than that, I'm not really up on it. But I will tell you that the other thing I want to mention for the listeners is that we have a great partner as part of this, in addition to Namco. That's Quiznos.
Don't get me started on those because I love their subs.
Well, I'm not saying that the Pac-Man's going to be the next Jared for Quiznos. But they're going to be using Pac-Man and promoting this World Championship, the Xbox 360 Championship, on television and in print and online between now and the 25th. That campaign is beginning.
Okay.
And of course, we're going to be doing the same. All of the listeners are going to be able to get a lot more information on Xbox.com. We're going to have a homepage takeover. We're going to have dedicated pages to it. Same thing on Xbox Live. A lot of banner promotion, a lot of information available there. And just to reiterate, XboxLiveTournament.com is where people will be able to register, or they can pass through Xbox.com to get
it. So you're not going to be able to swing a Quiznos sub without hitting this event.
That's right.
It's going to be everywhere.
Well, the winner is going to get 26 years of free Quiznos sandwiches.
What?
Yeah, that's because
26 years.
And here's the serendipity and why they're such a great partner. Quiznos is in their 26th year.
Right.
Same thing for Pac-Man as a franchise.
So they both were born in the same year.
In the same year. Yeah. One little sandwich shop called Quiznos out on the East Coast.
Right.
Pac-Man born the same year. They've grown up together. And so one person's going to get one sandwich a week for 26 consecutive years. And along with 100,000 Microsoft points.
100,000 points?
Yeah, that's the winner. Wow. The winner that wins on June 5th of this competition is going to get that as well. And then finally, and not to in any way diminish this, is a one-of-a-kind, limited edition Xbox 360 decorated to the Pac-Man motif and signed by Iwatani-san.
I haven't seen it. Do you have it? I don't see it in your office.
No. Actually, it's locked up.
It's being kept away from you.
Yeah, it's locked up under 24-hour surveillance security.
Right. Yeah. I must get a picture of this.
Yes.
I must get a photo of this.
We will have to
get it. I assume it's yellow.
It is. It is. You know, that was a good guess.
Okay. So the Pac-Man World Championship.
And it goes waka, 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 waka. Yeah.
So it's got the, it's, I wonder if they changed the Ring of Light to a little Pac-Man dude.
You know what? We'll have to see the final thing, but when you open up the door to put in the disc, it goes waka, waka, waka.
Right, yeah. Exactly. That's cool.
Yeah.
And the ghosts will come and check it out. That's nice, by the way. Waka, waka, waka. Any time I can get a VP at Microsoft to go waka, waka, waka on a microphone, this is a bonus.
The other thing I'll also mention is that the Pac-Man cartoons that some people know and love from the 80s and the 90s are going to be available on Xbox Live Marketplace.
Mm-hmm.
160 points. They're there to own. They're mm-hmm. there, like the TV downloads. And we're going to be, hopefully, if it's not prohibited by good discretion and taste, put up some of those Pac-Man Fanatic entries as well on Marketplace as free downloads for people to
enjoy.
Yeah,
wouldn't you love to do that? A lot of people. So you can help me out with this because I get this question all the time. We need to get my show on the Marketplace.
This very show.
Mm-hmm. We need to go. Can you make that happen? You got the big checkbook.
Well, you know what? I don't know. Kind of like the Howard Stern show, maybe.
Right,
yeah.
Right.
Kind of just, you know, showing us talking right now.
Exactly.
I mean, the listeners don't know, for instance, that we're both naked.
Right, exactly. Okay. We're sitting here with a Pac-Man table between us.
Right, right. I've got you. All right. So. Well, no, I think it's a great idea. Sounds like a good
idea. Hello, Blinky. that sounds like there's a lot of Pac-Man stuff going on. So we're going to do this beginning of June in New York.
Mm-hmm.
That's when. Now, people that are in New York,
that's the end. That's actually the final thing, right?
But there's a lot of things happening between now and then.
Yes.
I'm just excited to go back to New York. I think I'll probably go with you.
Good.
And we'll make sure we have lots of video and
that may be. You know what? That could be our inaugural show. We'll try and kick it off there.
Right.
Grab some footage and put it on the Marketplace.
And I am on Marketplace. We always have some cool stuff up on Xbox.com.
Major Nelson, bringing it home.
Bringing it home. That dude.
Hey.
What do you think, listeners?
That's a marketing campaign.
Okay, so we have to. So if you want to see this, if you want to get my show on Marketplace, or you want me to have the show, you have to send a message to, what's your gamer tag?
Death to Smokey.
Death to Smokey. So this is a guy that can make it happen. He's got the big big checkbook. He can really make it happen. What are some of the other things that's going on with the Pac-Man Championship? I mean, there's so much excitement around this.
No, there really is, and of course, the most important thing for us is just people that already own the game can play it as part of this competition when we reboot on the 25th. It is a 400 Microsoft point download, so we're encouraging people to play this game. It's fresh, it's fun, and it is a time-bound competition, so it's not a matter of, you know, going the longest. It's really within a certain amount of time, how far can you go?
Right.
And so, you know, the more you play, the more chances you have of being able to climb that board and win.
Now, when I was growing up, you know, back in the day with the arcades, my title was Tempest and a few of the other titles. I didn't do very well at Pac-Man for some reason, but I was reading on my blog and on some of the boards that people are like looking at it. Well, do they have the same paths that the ghosts do? And it's been interesting to see that people have memorized the path. So now all of that useless knowledge that your mother claims was useless, guess what? Now it can work.
That is correct. And these are the games that we have made available since we've launched Xbox Live Arcade. Pac-Man's been one of our most popular titles. It was one of the five titles we launched with Arcade Wednesdays, and it has been in the top 10. For paid and demo downloads since the initiation. So people should be familiar with it. It should be a whale of a competition. The competition itself on June the 5th, we will be running with the intention of actually growing the audience. Those that we already know and love within our community, but also hopefully broadening it with the Quiznos partnership to bring more and more people into the community.
We need to put Xbox 360s in Quiznos.
Yes.
You know, this is actually a dirty secret. I actually spend too much time there.
Okay.
At Quiznos. I love their subs. Love their. They have the best New England clam chowder I've ever had.
And they have a pepper bar.
Yeah, exactly. I love it. So that's a great partner. Although, maybe we should go there for lunch.
Mm.
It is almost lunchtime, I'll tell you that. You know, so I want to get back to what you're playing. You were playing Crackdown.
Yes.
Isn't that a great game? Did you find all the orbs?
Guitar Hero.
Did you find all the orbs?
Not all of them. I did not find them all. I think out of the 500, right? I think I got to 310.
I am literally, by the time this airs, I may have them all found.
Oh my gosh, that's unbelievable.
I'm so close.
That is unbelievable.
But I love that game. And of course, Guitar Hero.
Did you find the one under the woman's dress?
Is that
where I need to look?
Is that where that is? The woman's dress. Hey now. I don't know if I have that version of the game. Did you get a different version of the game?
It has a jelly bean.
Gosh, boy.
Easter egg.
Anyway, so you're playing Guitar Hero. What are you looking forward to this year for games?
I am really excited about the upcoming launch of Forza 2.
Right.
I think that's going to be fantastic.
Right.
Of course, we're already anticipating Halo 3.
Right.
What I think will be one of the greatest launches. Very, very honored to be working with Rockstar on Guitar Hero 4. I mean, GTA 4.
GTA 4. Sure.
And Grand Theft Auto 4. And perhaps the other title that, you know, I've spent a lot of personal time on is Mass Effect.
Really? You know, so you've seen Mass Effect.
Yeah. And it's a fantastic game. I think that it is very, very ambitious, but it's going to bring home all of the expectations that have been built around it. I was a huge fan of Knights of the Old Republic, and this simply brings more story and a more expansive world for people to really enjoy in an RPG format.
You know, I have to ask you this because I like to ask, in addition to the gamer tag, I always ask this. What's your home theater setup like? What do you got for a screen?
Well, it's interesting. I have a rear projection 68-inch Mitsubishi mm-hmm. that has high-definition capability. Mm-hmm. The home that we were, by good fortune, able to acquire in Kirkland mm-hmm. here in the area had a built-in 7.1 from the prior owner.
Wow.
And so I actually had to upgrade my receiver to a Yamaha HD radio and as well as 7.1, and it really has been a pleasure to both play and to watch, especially downloads from the Xbox Live Marketplace. I've got an 18-year-old, loves South Park, so we have rented movies. We continue to really enjoy the new features for Xbox Live and in this home theater. Now, we have, you know, too many TVs overall.
Okay.
I'm not going to lie to you.
Is that possible?
Yes.
Is it possible to have too many TVs?
Yes. The only reason I say that as a family of five, sometimes, of course, we need to be apart from each other, but it can fragment you a little bit. You know, the old, let's all get together and watch something for our home really only occurs with Lost.
Right.
You know, it actually doesn't occur for all of us for Sopranos. Only the over 18 crowd watch
right.
that. But
right.
We're full of televisions.
Are you excited? Do you have a TV? Does your Mitsubishi take an HDMI? Are you going to get the Xbox 360
yes.
Elite?
Yes. Yes. In fact, just saw that yesterday, and love the new packaging and love that offer. I think people are going to be very excited. Having a 120 gigabyte hard drive to be able to hold all of that content, both gaming
right.
as well as new TV and movie videos, I think is going to be give people a lot more power and choice.
Right. That's exactly what it's all about. So, yeah. Jeff, I appreciate you taking the time. First of all, it's a pleasure to meet you. You and I haven't met before, which is kind of crazy.
I was very intimidated.
I'm not the one with the big office.
I followed you.
You were intimidated when we took our clothes off. you were intimidated. I was intimidated coming over to your beautiful office. You know, I'm in a totally different building. I'm actually out near the dumpster.
Oh my God!
You know, you're two doors down from Peter.
We'll
Moore
have to do something about that.
Yeah. Well.
Yeah.
Again, you're the man that can make that happen. So, Pac-Man World Championship. It's on.
It's on.
It's on.
Game on.
So go download it. Check out Xbox.com for more details. You know, we'll hopefully see some of these folks in New York.
Amen.
So thank you, my friend.
Thank you.
Pac-Man World Championship coming soon to Xbox Live Tournament.com. You heard Jeff mention that in the interview. If you go up there today, it will it's kind of all about Gears of War, but it will be updated later this week. I think it's like by the I want to say the 24th or the 25th with the Pac-Man World Championship. So Xbox Live Tournament.com is where you're going ahead for that. So thanks for coming on, Jeff, and talking about that, and I will see you in New York. I know I talked about this when I was in New York for the Guitar Hero event, but I'm excited to come back. So I guess now we need to start talking about that event that I talked about last week, which was about maybe doing an Xbox Live member get-together in New York. So anybody out there who wants to organize that, let me know. Drop me a note. Let me know. I'd love to do that. That's coming up at the beginning of June, so we have a little bit more than a month to do that. All right, so I'm on track to hopefully keeping this at a reasonable length. So I want to swing right into Name the Game. Time for Name the Game, which is my weekly feature that I do here on the program, where I play an audio clip from a Xbox or an Xbox 360 game. Here's the clip from last week. All right, that was, of course, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, that was the game. In fact, that was one of the only games I've ever gotten all 1,000 gamer score on. So, all right, a lot of people guessed that. A lot of people guessed it correctly. Only one person is going to be a winner. I'm going to pull out the gamer tag is, and he has a gamer tag this week, DM Pink. DM Pink, congratulations. You grabbed yourself a Plantronics Major Nelson headset. And you are now part of the elite club that owns those great headsets, which are backwards compatible. Those headsets are backwards compatible. All right, let's find another name of the game for this week. Let me just look through my game. Ah, this is a good one. Let's try this one. All right, here's the name of the game for this week. They're getting shorter and probably a little bit harder for some folks, but if you think you know what that is, send me an email, major@xbox.com. Subject line, name the game, colon, your guess. In the body, please put your gamer tag if you have one, and optional, where you're from. Just trying to track where all my listeners are from around this great planet Earth of ours. So good luck to that. Name the game, a little bit shorter, a little bit harder this week. All right, now it's time for Xbox 101 with Major Nelson. Yeah. All right, Xbox 101 is for the new members of the class. Maybe this is somebody who just bought an Xbox 360 and is starting to kind of poke around inside there and try to figure out what all the different parts are in the dashboard. So I want to talk about downloading, kind of getting a download history. It's pretty straightforward. So take your account, and this works with Silver or Gold, log into Xbox Live, and then you'll see messages, friends, Xbox Live Marketplace on the Xbox Live Blade. Go up to your gamer tag. You'll see it'll kind of highlight white. Press that. And then you'll get a section that comes up, says View Games, Edit Profile. Go all the way down to Account Management. When you go down to Account Management, it's going to ask you if you want to leave the session. It's going to actually send you into the Account Management section of the Xbox 360 dashboard. Now, from here, what you want to do is you want to go down to Download History. And Download History will show you all of the downloads that you've, obviously your download history, of what you've ever downloaded from the Xbox Live Marketplace. And you can actually go through here and quickly re-download things instead of kind of going through, you know, for instance, if you maybe move to another hard drive, or maybe you, for some reason, want to re-download a bunch of the content, you can quickly go through here instead of trying to figure out, gee, what did I download? So you can kind of go through here and quickly download it. You just kind of, you know, press in on each one and just automatically you can go download again. I'll have a check mark next to the one. So there you go. That's the Xbox 101 tip for this week. How do you see what you've downloaded in the past? All right. I think it's gadgets time, isn't it? Boy. You know, when I'm here alone, I don't have much to talk about with gadgets, it seems. Ian and I tend to get revved up on gadgets quite frequently. But one of the gadgets that I thought was interesting, which I don't know if this qualifies as a gadget, is this new barcode that apparently some folks over in the Microsoft Research Department have come out with, which looks actually kind of interesting. It's color barcodes, and it's going to be, I guess, on some 360 games in the future. A lot of folks over in Asia use this, where you can take a picture with your cell phone and it will send you information. So I thought that was interesting, the barcode. Let's see what else I have here. Oh, this is actually interesting. Joost, JOOST.com, Joost.com, is a new... This is not a Microsoft service. I just want to be clear. This is a new... I said be clear, and I shouldn't be saying that because somebody yelled at me for saying that. Sorry. I think it's the first time I've said it this time. So Joost, if you go to JOOST.com, it's in beta. And if anybody out there has an invitation, feel free to send that to me at major@xbox.com. I'd love to get in on this. But it looks like you're able to download TV shows, kind of like the Xbox Live Marketplace, but it's probably in a little bit different format in terms of not going to have the high defness at all. But Juice looks actually pretty interesting, so you should go ahead. You should go and take a look at that. At the very least, you should go take a look at the... look at the spot over there. The commercial's pretty interesting. So Joost, JOOST. Take a look at that. Also, a lot of people emailed me and say that I paid too much for the hard drive that I was talking about last week. Yeah, I know, but it was small and so on and so forth. So I heard you about that. And then finally, a few more people were asking me about the whether I use the Dash or the Palm 750. I actually use both. It depends if I'm traveling. I'll use the Palm 750 because I can tether and it's a little bit easier to use. So that's what's going on there. All right, we're gonna start winding up the show now. But before we do, I have one more thing to mention. This is the Tenchu Z sweepstakes, which is up on Xbox.com. And this just went live literally moments ago. And I don't understand what Tenchu Z has to do with the Sasquatch Music Festival. But it's an opportunity for people to go ahead and register if you're interested in that. And apparently includes a trip out here to this neck of the woods, the Northwest, to go to the Gorge Amphitheater in Washington State. It's at the end of May. So and Sarah Silverman's going to be there. Maybe I should get an interview with her. Do you think we should get Sarah Silverman on the show? I think we should. If you haven't watched any of those shows, go download them from the Xbox Live Marketplace if you can. Otherwise, you can probably catch her show online and multiple other places as well. So go ahead and check that out. The Tenchu Z Sasquatch Music Sweepstakes is now available up on Xbox.com. All right, wrapping it up right now. Thanks to my friends at Centricom.net, providing MajorNelson.com with a secured and assured hosting environment that you've come to know and love. And also my thanks to my friends at CashFly for their wonderful caching services for caching my show. I had a PDF file. Oh, the back and pad update. I talked about the back and pad update. I can't believe I forgot about that. That's Major Nelson. That is just not good. Back and pad update. I posted a PDF file on that. You obviously, everybody knows about the Back and Pat update, probably already downloaded. If not, pop in an Xbox 360 title, original Xbox title, and it will download the Back and Pat update for you there. You'll get a free prompt, and boom, you're off to the races. The whole list is up on the blog. Put a link to that. So, but I want to thank my friends at Cashfly for caching my shows, my PDF files, pretty much any form of media that I throw up there. They cash, so thanks for that. So I'm gonna wrap it up right now, trying to move the show along as quickly as possible. This is Larry Herb, Xbox Live's Major Nelson. Thank you for downloading my show. Have fun, play fair, send feedback, and I'll talk to you when I talk to you. Bye bye. All right, after show time. Trying to get more interviews in less time. That's kind of what the overwhelming majority of people are asking for. More interviews, shorter shows. So here it is. I did it as fast as I could, really. All right, here's something interesting. Brendan Wirtz, who you may know, you probably don't know him, but you know his work. He was one of the guys who was working with Jake and doing the Xbox, playing Xbox Live over Google Wi-Fi down in Silicon Valley. Yeah, he emailed me. He's working on trying to be the candidate for the greatest living American against Stephen Colbert. So I'll put a link up to his plea for that as well. He asked me to see if I could ask you folks to take a look at that. So I will. I'll go ahead and indulge him with a link to that. But other than that, not much to say in this after show. I'm hopefully going to have Eon next week. He blew me off this week, as I said at the top of the show. But hopefully I'll have Eon. I think I'm going to start having him on more as a co-host. You guys seem to like him, so, which is fine, because I really enjoy talking to somebody instead of sitting here in my home studio every week and just kind of talking to myself, staring out the window. It's a lot better. All right, let's see. Any good Wii games coming out? I need to go take a look at that. Got some good 360 games coming out. Got some good Wii games coming out. What else do I need? Any good DS games coming out? Don't know. All right. Hey, thanks to everybody that emailed me last week with some electronica links. I was talking last week about I really like the Rasa Music label, and I like electronica music and trance and whatnot and house and all that stuff. So I want to thank everybody that emailed me links to that stuff. It was great. You got some really great stuff you linked off to, so thank you for that. Major@Xbox.com is how you get in touch with me. It's really easy, and I mentioned this last week, but it's worth mentioning it again. If you have a name in your email address that isn't your name or some kind of goofy name like killer172xxx@gmail.com, I don't know if that's real or not, most likely I'm not going to get your email because it gets flagged by my spam, so try to send me some from an account that has some sense to it, unfortunately. Otherwise, my spam will just throw it away. So I know that I'm losing messages, but I just don't know, you know, because of the spam. I just don't know how many I'm losing. I'm happy to go back to New York. So if you guys are interested in doing a New York event, maybe a little meet and greet, maybe the day before, the day after, maybe it's just right after the event. I don't even know what the event is about yet. Don't even know if it's going to be public like the last one, but I'm looking for somebody to help me plan that. So let's get in touch. All right, I'll talk to you next time. Bye-bye.